Glenn, in the way you can, tell us about the story of Enoch.
Well, what happened to Enoch was the same thing that has happened to other people in other epochs of time. What happened to Enoch, he was the seventh generation after the Adam and Eve, and he came into a culture seven generations after Adam and Eve that had been exposed to these fallen 200 watchers, these ones that fell from grace, and also to a civilization that didn't have books or texts that like we do today, and as a result had really gotten run afoul of themselves. And Enoch set out to basically cause these people to change their ways back from being a decadent society, cruising for a cataclysmic event, and to change their minds into being good people. And he was so successful at doing this that an entire culture of people, we don't know the exact number of people that were involved, but it was a lot of people, they were taken from the earth someplace else and promised that they would be returned at the time of the coming of the millennium era of time, which is in our day, which is just coming upon us right now. But these people left, and it's interesting to know one thing, that they were so good that they could not remain here without violating the protocol of the intent of the purpose of this earth, the meaning behind this life. Well, so now we have people who could not remain here because they were so bad that they were wiped out by the deity and the powers that be because they would have altered the protocol, the prime directive of this earth. And now we have a group that had to leave because they were too good. Apparently, there's a protocol for the purpose of this life.
How did they leave, Glenn? Teleported? Craft? What happened?
Well, they left in the same way the Watchers did. They left dimensionality. They walked off the edge and into
the other one.
Into the other one, and they probably, I have not found a document yet, I'm looking for one, which suggests that maybe they became part of the Watcher movement itself.
Well, that's a good possibility. They may have come back as Watchers.
They may very well be a part of this noble, heroic, immortal group that is waiting to come back at the time of the millennial era of time, when it says the devil will be bound and there'll be 1,000 years of peace and there'll be one faith and one political structure and people won't be killing themselves and it'll be, you know, we live in a wonderful time, George. And the wonderful nature of it is that we're going to leave our kids the legacy of the greatest moments of the history of this planet. We can always think that we don't want to bring people into this cruel, wicked, violent world, when in reality we're on the verge of leaving the generations that follow us, our children, perhaps our grandchildren, into an epoch of time when all of this violence, when the lion will lay down with the lamb, where they will have an existence far beyond what we have.
Native Americans speak of an intra-world travel. Is this possibly what happened to them?
Very much so. In fact, many of the Native American Indians, in my opinion, speak specifically and in terms of using the same kind of vernacular as would a Watcher movement. In fact, Don Juan said, as I said earlier in the program, that the object of a man of knowledge was to lead this life without having to experience death, and that he would come and go and become one of the allies. Don Juan called them allies, which is kind of a curious term, because the Watchers, in fact, are our allies and do the bidding of the heavens and do come back and help us from time to time. So Don Juan Mattis from Carlos Castaneda's spoke in terms of a Watcher group, and I find that fascinating myself.